When you need to figure out how to deal with a lot of water, you go to the experts. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Justin Aaronworth thinks a lot about where to put dirt.
The dirt is gold to us. You put the dirt here versus there.
Aaronworth leads the Water Institute, a nonprofit research group based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And one of the reasons he cares so much about dirt is that Louisiana is losing a lot of it. Water is taking the state's land because of overdevelopment, sea level rise, and extreme storms.
We're losing a football field of land every 90 to 100 minutes. We have major challenges down here.
That means when Aaronworth and his team happen upon a big mountain of dirt, they use computer models to figure out where the water is coming next, so they can use the dirt and trees and wetlands planted on top of it to mitigate future erosion. Right now, says Aaronworth, Port Fourchon, at the southernmost tip of Louisiana, is being dredged to accommodate larger ships. That'll displace tens of millions of cubic yards of dirt.
So what we're doing is we're using these advanced numerical models to determine where should we put that material around in the front and the back and the side of the port to get the biggest bang for the buck.
The Water Institute uses a number of models to predict the flow of water, including several that were developed in a country used to fighting the waves, the Netherlands.
So the oldest government bodies in the Netherlands is not the government itself, but it's our water boards. Our water boards are actually older than the nation itself, just to give you an idea of how long we have been dealing with this situation.
Dirk-Jan Walstra works in coastal engineering for the Dutch nonprofit Deltares. More than a quarter of the Netherlands is below sea level, and the country is renowned for its anti-flood measures, including dikes, pumps, dunes, and algorithms.
We model where the water might go, or how big the waves are and how they interact. So they attack a dike or a breakwater or something like that, or how rivers flow into the sea and predict floods and stuff like that.
From there, the software might look at what will happen to the land from all that water flow, as in Louisiana, or all kinds of potential scenarios that are valuable all over the world. About a decade ago, Deltares decided to make its models free to use. They're sort of an open source baseline for people to use in all sorts of situations. Robert McCall is a senior researcher with Deltares.
What we have there in the code is just the rules by which the water should behave. The people at that location, they're most often running the model, running simulations. They can play all these what-if games with the models that we've provided.
And there are a lot of what-ifs related to climate change, which is already producing a lot of extreme weather, flooding, and events we haven't seen in the past. Just last week, the Biden administration announced plans to spend billions of dollars to protect against future disasters. Tech will certainly be a part of that. Tomorrow, we'll have more on how the Dutch models are being used in Louisiana, other parts of the country, and the world. You can find our whole climate series, How We Survive, at marketplace.org/climate. And now for some related links. There's more reading on how the Dutch are influencing the global approach to water management and climate resilience over at marketplacetech.org. Not everyone is convinced that this specific tech transfer is the way to go. A Bloomberg piece from 2018 makes that argument, but it took until basically last week for the U.S. to start talking seriously about its own federal response to climate change. That's when the Biden administration, last Wednesday to be precise, unleashed a torrent of executive actions that amounted to what The New Yorker called, quote, the most remarkable day in the history of America's official response to the climate crisis. Those included clearing red tape for renewable energy, directing the federal government to start buying way more electric vehicles, a focus on environmental justice, and disinvesting in fossil fuel infrastructure, whether oil, coal, or natural gas. And relevant to our How We Survive theme, which is adaptation and resilience, the administration made it clear that investing in prevention, risk assessment, and resilience will be a priority. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.